in front of the apartment house. Tuxes tools out of the back, walked into the lobby and took the elevator to the 12th floor. Only one person looked out from an 11th floor window, knowing that he was really a detective. Peter felt very uncomfortable about suspecting his neighbour in the apartment house as being dishonest, but many peculiar things had happened recently. There was something going on that he didn't understand. Mrs. Franklin in 11A had recently purchased a necklace made of pearls and it had disappeared from her jewelry case. Frank Carson in 11F had his expensive coin collection in an artificial book on his bookshelf. One day he noticed that it was no longer there. Sweetney's department store was having its 20th anniversary celebration on May the 3rd and was planning an enormous sales promotion. Certain sections of the store were having tremendous sales, especially the dress department, the jewelry department and the furniture department. In order to prepare the shop, workmen were moving busily around carrying lumber and sawing and hammering. They were creating signs, designing and shelving for the products going on sale. A newspaper campaign was planning in which the product could be featured. The store's owners hoped that customers would come to celebrate the 20 years of service to the community and would also take advantage of the bargains offered in many departments. They were planning to give away door prizes on each one of the 7 floors.